Hey, what's up, Dominican radio listeners? This is The Beard live on your Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I will be bringing you the Metal Hour today. This is my new show. I hope you guys are going to enjoy it. Welcome to my show. Yeah. This morning I will be giving you a little metal history lesson, starting with playing songs by bands who kind of paved the way for contemporary metal musicians. Metal has many different genres within itself, which people often overlook, and there are quite a few of them, kind of run a full spectrum, and I will be getting into that within the next couple, I guess, episodes, you would call them, of my show. And so today you guys are going to hear the music that allowed all the contemporary musicians to get where they are today. And the first track I'm going to play is by Black Sabbath, an oldie but goodie. They formed in, I believe, 1968, and that would make them right around 45 years old. And they are still going strong. I believe they just played in San Jose. I didn't get to go, unfortunately, but I heard they killed it. I heard Ozzy just sounded amazing still. I hope you guys enjoy this. This is the song Children of the Grave, featuring Tony Iommi on guitar, Geezer Butler on the bass, Bill Ward on drums, and Ozzy Osbourne on vocals. This is off their 1971 album, Master of Reality, so I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, cool. Once again, that was Black Sabbath with their song Children of the Grave. Excuse me. Just an awesome song, awesome band. I think a lot of contemporary metal bands quote them or kind of think of them as the godfathers of original metal. I know a whole lot of bands that I've worked with have literally just drawn so much of their inspiration from Black Sabbath. And it is a pleasure to hear them first thing in the morning. So cool. Next up is a band that I personally have seen 3 times. They are one of my favorite bands of all time. And they are also from England. I believe, let's see, where are they from? They're from East London. And they formed in 1975. The band is Iron Maiden. They've had a few lineup changes over the years. The singer who they're most known for, all the albums that they kind of hit it off with, was Bruce Dickinson. But the track I'm going to play this morning was actually pre-Bruce Dickinson. This is their first album, which was self-titled. And the song is called Phantom of the Opera. And the people that are playing on this are the original singer, which was Paul Di'Anno on lead vocals, and Steve Harris on bass and backing vocals, Dennis Stratton on guitar and backing vocals, Dave Murray on guitar, Clive Burr on drums. And this is a great song. This is just some classic Maiden, and they actually still play this song when I've seen them all 3 times. And just good stuff. So I hope you enjoy this. This is Phantom of the Opera. We'll be right back. All right, cool. That was Phantom of the Opera by Iron Maiden. And up next, we have a track called Electric Eye by a band called Judas Priest. They were one of the original kind of badass biker bands of the early 80s. Rob Halford, the singer, was one of the first guys to kind of pioneer that look of the whole leather and studded chains and all that stuff. Kind of one of the original badasses of metal. So they have had a long and successful career. They're still touring to this day, I believe. They actually formed in Birmingham, England, the same place where Black Sabbath formed. So a lot of good bands coming out of England still. And they formed in 1969, so they've been around for quite a while. And they've had a few lineup changes, but Rob Halford has remained the lead singer, which kind of gives it the same feel on every album, which is just great. So the next song I'm going to play you is called Electric Eye, and it is off of the track, where is it? Screaming for Vengeance, which is a great album. Sorry, I blanked for a minute on the name. But the lineup on the track you're about to hear was Rob Halford on vocals, like I said, Glenn Tipton on lead guitar, KK Downing on rhythm guitar, Ian Hill on bass, and Dave Holland on drums. So I hope you guys will enjoy this as much as I will. I know I'm starting to wake up, get a little metal pumping through my veins. So here we go.
I'm a
right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Electric Eye by Judas Priest, and it rocked. Next up, I believe I have a band called Diamond Head that is just super awesome. They actually were a huge inspiration for bands like Metallica and Megadeth and a lot of the kind of formative thrash bands of the 80s. Diamond Head was just kind of a pioneer for all those bands, and I know Metallica, for one, actually covered one of their songs, the song I'm going to play today, and they did it justice. They did a great version of it, but I'm going to play the original, of course. And it's just one of those bands where you won't hear about them if you're listening to the radio usually, or kind of looking kind of on a surface level, but if you start to dig a little deeper into kind of the formative years of thrash metal and earlier heavy metal, Diamond Head is just one of those names that sticks out in a major way. So this song is called Am I Evil? It is off their 1982 release, Borrowed Time. And the lineup on this track was Sean Harris on vocals, Brian Tatler on guitar, Colin Kimberly on the bass, Duncan Scott on drums, and it's about to rock your brain. So I hope you enjoy. This is another band from England. I'm starting to realize how many bands from England there were. And they formed in 1976 in Stourbridge. And they put out a lot of really good music. And they are definitely one of my favorites. So I hope you dig them. And here is Diamond Head. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is the Metal Hour with the Beard here on your Dominican radio at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for listening. That was Diamond Head with Am I Evil, a classic. Just one of my favorite songs. Every time I hear it, I think I like it a little bit more. And next on the agenda, I'm going to be playing a song by a band that I feel like everybody and their brother and mother know. This is the band Deep Purple, which was made famous pretty much in the mainstream by that one song, Smoke on the Water, which has been featured in countless feature films and all kinds of TV shows and all over the radio, and is still being used today constantly. And I used to work in a music store selling instruments, and this was one of those songs where every time you heard a little kid playing guitar, it was either this or maybe two or three other songs. It was one of those things where we'd literally make a page out over the PA system saying, please don't play Deep Purple. I've heard it too many times today. Not to say it's not a great song. They're an awesome band. I love them. But it's one of those things where you hear something a million times a day and played poorly by a little kid and it is not enjoyable. So this song is not Smoke on the Water. This is the song Burn off their album by the same name. The lineup on this track was Richie Blackmore on guitar. Absolutely just great guitar player. Killer guitar player. And David Coverdale on lead vocals. Glenn Hughes was playing bass and also on vocals. John Lord was on keys and synthesizer. And Ian Pace was on drums. So Deep Purple was also formed in England, go figure. They were formed in Hertford in 1968, so it was another band that's kind of bringing it back all the way to the beginnings, tracing it back to the roots of metal, and they are an awesome band. So this song is called Burn, and I hope you dig it as much as I do. All right, guys, welcome back. That was Deep Purple with Burn. Just an awesome song. It's one of those bands that takes you back, like all the other bands I've been playing so far, but they are just, you can trace everything back to that kind of stuff. You know, metal kind of got its roots from blues, just hard rock in general, psychedelic rock. It all just came together, and they threw a little bit more distortion on the guitars and the bass and everything, and then made everything a little bit faster, or a lot faster in some cases, and the vocals were more aggressive, the drums were a little bit more intense, and that's just kind of developed over the years. So listening to all these old bands just kind of gives you more of an idea of where metal actually comes from, and how it kind of developed over the years into what it is today. And I think that is very important if you are a metalhead. You got to know your stuff. So thank you for listening. And next on the agenda is a awesome band that is kind of overlooked a lot of the time. I haven't heard about them unless I'm talking to people who listen to a lot of metal or have done their homework. And this is another band I know that bands like Metallica and Megadeth and other thrash bands like that, and a lot of other bands trace a lot of their inspiration to. They were actually considered one of the first black metal bands, which is a whole another subgenre of metal and a movement actually that kind of took place in the late 1980s and early 1990s, and is still going. There's a lot of contemporary black metal that's coming out that is awesome. But this was kind of the original black metal. This band Venom actually has a album called Black Metal, and the song I will be playing by them today is not off of that album, but it is off of the album Welcome to Hell, which was released in 1981. These guys are super heavy for their time, super heavy and super aggressive and super evil, to be honest, but that is kind of what they were going for, and they totally killed it. So this song is called Live Like an Angel, Die Like a Devil. And the lineup on this track is Conrad, also known as Kronos Lant, on bass and vocals. Jeffrey Montas Dunn on guitar. And Tony Abaddon Bray on drums. This track gets really heavy and kind of evil, but I dig it. So I hope you guys like it. And here you go. Once again, on radio.dominican.edu, this is the Metal Hour. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. That was the band Venom with the song Live Like an Angel, Die Like a Devil. Once again, just a great band, inspirational to a lot of big acts. Another band out of England, kind of like everything else I've played today. And they are just one of those bands that I'd love to listen to because I hear so much of the bands that I like that are contemporary today in Venom. So it's just really, really fun to listen to for me. I hope you enjoyed it. And up next, we have probably one of my favorite bands of all time. The vocalist, whose name is Lemmy Kilmister, is probably one of the most badass guys I've ever seen. I've gotten to see him in concert a few times, watch documentaries on him. And they are one of those bands that started out early on. They began in 1975, and they were so far ahead of their time that it was ridiculous. They took rock and roll and just kind of threw it into a blender and added some punk rock to it and heavier guitars. Lemmy, the singer, is actually the bass player, and he was one of the first bass players to throw the bass through a giant, he plays through a giant Marshall stack, which is, if you don't know, it's a guitar setup, and it is 2 4x12 speaker cabinets with a Marshall amplifier going through it, and it gives his bass just this brutal slamming sound. And then on top of that, his vocals actually sound just, you'll see, it's intense. He sounds like he just ate a wheelbarrow full of gravel or something. That's what it sounds like to me. But either way, he's a personal hero. He's a great lyricist, great musician, and this band is just killer. And every time I've seen them, they have been nothing but amazing. I actually got to see him in Germany this summer, which was incredible. Unfortunately, Lemmy was sick at the time. I believe he'd just gotten out of the hospital. So they had to cut their set a little short, but they still played, you know, a bunch of the songs I wanted to hear, and the crowd was super stoked, and it was a good time. So this song is called Overkill. It's the title track off of the album Overkill, which came out in 1979, if you can believe it. They started in England, pretty much like everybody else I've played, and they were formed by Lemmy, the original singer, the guy who's still singing, and that was that. There's been a couple lineup changes, but Lemmy's always stayed true and still going. And this album features him on bass and vocals, features a guy named Fast Eddie Clark on rhythm and lead guitar, and it features Phil, also known as Filthy Animal Taylor, on drums. And this is a seriously awesome song, so I hope you guys dig it. And this is The Beard, The Metal Hour. All right. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, guys. That was Overkill by Motorhead. And like I said, Lemmy, what a badass. That was awesome. 1979 that came out, and that does not sound like anything else I've heard from that era, to me, at least. So that was awesome. And they, like I said, are just one of those bands that totally blow me away, and they were actually one of the first metal bands I discovered when I was a kid. You know, I actually I did not grow up listening to metal. My parents don't listen to metal, oddly enough, go figure. I was kind of brought up on a lot of blues and Motown and older stuff like that, which I love to this day. I still listen to it, and big fan of anything, you know, old soul, Motown, Stax Volt stuff, all that kind of stuff, and as well as rock, bands like Mountain and Cream and bands like that, which, you know, were also a big influence on metal. And but I found metal when I was in middle school at some point. I would guess around sixth grade, maybe earlier fifth grade. I'm not really sure. But the first bands I kind of discovered were Motorhead. You know, I got that album Overkill when I was probably in fifth grade. I got Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, bands like that, where I kind of found it and it was like, whoa, what is this? This is awesome. This is what I've been looking for. And to this day, I still listen to all the bands that I found first. And you know, I've worked in and around the music industry for over 10 years, and I play music myself. I play metal as well as other things, but it's just one of those genres that really speaks to me, and I hope it's speaking to you guys this morning. So next, it's going to be the last song I'm going to play today. I want to thank you guys very much for tuning in. This has been The Beard with The Metal Hour on Dominican Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And this song is by some hometown heroes. This is by Metallica, which I'm sure everybody knows. They actually just had a movie come out, or it's coming out. I think it came out on Friday. But either way, it's a cool movie. I got to see it. It is called Through the Never, and it is a trip. You guys should all go see it. It's a lot of fun. But they are one of those bands that metalheads, non-metalheads, metalheads, parents, everybody knows Metallica, and everybody appreciates them because they're amazing musicians. And I would like to give them a shout-out for being locals and just killing it for all these years. It's been over 30 years, and they're still going strong. So thanks, guys. And I'm going to play the song I'm going to play the song Hit the Lights off the album Kill 'Em All, which came out in 1983, and it has gone triple platinum, meaning it has sold over 3 million copies in the U.S., and that's just in the U.S., so this is Metallica with Hit the Lights. I hope you guys enjoy it, and once again, this has been The Beard with The Metal Hour. All right, here we go. We'll be right back. All right, once again, that was Hit the Lights by the infamous Metallica. And that is it for me. This has been the Metal Hour with me, the Beard. Thank you guys for listening. I love playing metal for you guys. I hope you had a good time listening. And I will be back next week, same time, same place, 9 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, bringing you the metal. So tune in, and I will see you guys next week. Thank you very much. This has been The Beard on Penguin Radio. You can tune in at radio.dominican.edu, and I hope to see you guys here next week. Ooh, 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 ooh